Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How quickly things change in the NFL. How quickly fortunes change from week to week. Every game is like, what, we're on a 10-game stretch in the NHL? It's just seasons change with one or two losses in a row. One or two wins in a row. Bill O'Brien's about to be fired, we think. Then Bill O'Brien's team wins, what, 10 straight?
I think they're 9, aren't they?
Something like that.
It's ridiculous.
Tennessee Titans beat New England. They look like world beaters. Jacksonville Jags start out. They crushed New England early in the year. They're going to the Super Bowl this year.
Joe Kopp's Denver Broncos are dead and buried. What do they won now, 3 in a row?
3 in a row, but they lose Emmanuel Sanders. They lose Chris Harris, and now they'll probably, I wouldn't be surprised if now they kind of fell apart again. Sorry, Joe. So it changes.
At least he'll have an excuse. You know, he loves to live for excuses.
The Steelers, what was it, 3 weeks ago, approximately?
2.5 games ahead of the
Three weeks ago today, they scored 52 points. And the headlines, including on my column, I don't remember on yours, might have been the same headline. The word super was used about 4 times in our newspaper that day because that's how they looked. Then they come back after a long break. And they found a way to beat Jacksonville,
despite
which is playing pretty good defense.
Despite playing not very good.
Not very good. And now they lose 2 in a row. Now they're only a half game up. Now they're going into a place where they've struggled against other horrible Raiders teams. Now they've got Brady and Breeze still on the docket. What happened, Ron? What happened? What's the single biggest reason that this season went from where it was 3 weeks ago today to suddenly kind of a season on the brink? Give me reason number one.
One word, turnovers. The offense turns it over way too much, and the defense doesn't turn it over at all. That, to me, is what, you know, if they cut down the turnovers in these games, they win all three, not just Jacksonville. They win the other two. And if they get a turnover or two, they win all three games. That, to me, is the difference. The defense is doing nothing in terms of turnovers. And the offense is just way too careless with the ball.
I agree.
That's my one word sentiment.
I was going to whittle it really down to the quarterback, honestly. And there have been times where Ben's picks have changed games. And if you look at their losses this season, Ron, Denver, tie game, 17 up.
Yep.
Ben throws a pick, Denver scores. Now, you're allowed to stop them after that. I get it. But the pick changes the game. You look at last week.
You're forgetting the biggest one of all, the interception in the end zone against Denver.
Of course, yes.
That's the biggest one of all. They're at the 2-yard line going in to tie the game, and it's an interception in the end zone.
No doubt. That too.
Can't be.
And this past week, an interception at the Chargers' 8-yard line, an overthrow that should have been a touchdown. Why do I hold – and you look at earlier games too. Ben did not have a good game at home against Baltimore and against Cleveland, had a bunch of turnovers and what now looks like it was just a wretched tie. So I think overall, like, Ben has had a pretty good year, but I hold him to a different standard because he's the highest paid guy by far. He's the alpha male on that team. He's the quarterback. He's the star quarterback.
Yep.
And there have been too many times in key situations where his mistakes have altered games, and that needs to change. That needs to change if they're going to get where they want to go, especially.
Well, there's no question. But, you know, it also, those mistakes wouldn't be so bad if the defense got it back for him once
in
a while.
Sure, that's true.
And they don't, and they haven't. So, I'm sure he would tell you those interceptions he says he hates. I thought he brought them back almost solely in the Jacksonville game by playing really well in the fourth quarter. Scored 30 points the other day against who did they just lose to? Los Angeles Chargers. Yeah. So it there's no doubt he deserves his share of blame. Absolutely.
And I think I grade him differently because he is who he is. I have to. But all of the other stuff is true. And now the question, if you want to weigh in on that question, single biggest reason why this season has suddenly gone south a little bit. 412-928-9370. Now the question for me, Ron, is if you're them, I mean, you could look at this last game as just, you know, a mix of horrible luck and terrible officiating and everything else, and sort of write it off that way if you're them and say, we're going to prove who we are this week.
One other thing we should mention, how about special teams?
Oh, my God.
Awful. So, I mean, it's a total team effort.
It's been team effort, yes. Let's go to Bill in Blakesley. What's up, Bill?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking the call.
Yeah.
I have one comment, but the main thing, I think, is because the defense has zero forced turnovers. Second is no deaths on the team. And I think the injuries are also taking its toll. And number three, abandoning their ground and pound. What ever happened to that? I mean, they had Connor was healthy, and they abandoned against a Charger team that is not very good in a run defense. I don't understand why he's throwing 50-some-odd passes. Thank you, sir.
All right, Bill. Well, I mean, they'll tell you that, you know, some of those passes are basically glorified runs, the little quick outs, the little screens that they're basically runs. But, I mean, I think it's a fair point, although you and I both, Joe, the week before in Denver, we defended them totally for throwing as much as they did because they put 527 yards up.
Yes.
It's hard to imagine they would have done better by running it more. But is it to blame the play calling for the turnovers? I can't do that.
I can't do that either. I mean, if you can't win games like that with Ben as your quarterback, then you have a problem. I went back and looked at a bunch of Tom Brady games where he's thrown a bunch of passes, and they've won a lot of them. And lately, Ben is, like last year when he threw 40 seems to be the magic number. Not 38 or 36. It has to be 40. And I think they have a losing record this season when he does that. Last year, they were 4-1 in such games. And there are so many circumstances that would cause you to throw last year against Baltimore. He threw, what did he throw, Ron? 60? 66? Some ridiculous number against the Ravens last year. Nobody was complaining because they scored 39 points and won a gigantic game, essentially won the division that night.
And I think that's what he told us on Tuesday, saying no one would care about the ratio if we win the game. He said when you lose, they get scrutinized, right?
Yes. If Xavier Grimble crosses the goal line like he should there, or at least doesn't fumble, for
right.
God's sakes, that's of course, they probably would have lined up, you know, with 8 receivers on first and goal from the inch line. I do think, Ron, when they get toward the goal line, that it needs to be more of a heavy package run situation. Do you? Do you want to see that? I thought that was one of the keys early in the year to their red zone success, was running it more in the red zone.
Their win at home last year against Baltimore late in the year, 39-38. Are you ready?
Yeah.
44-66.
Yes.
506 yards.
Yeah, and I don't remember the lines lighting up the next day that they threw too much. Do you?
No, I don't. 2 touchdowns. No, but you know what? There is another key in that stat line. Zero. Zero
picks.
Interceptions.
Yes, that's the key.
Yeah, now, that's an unbelievable day when you throw it 66 times and don't get an interception.
Yes.
But he's had too many this year. 13. Only guy in the league more, Sam Darnold of the Jets, the rookie.
Too many in the red zone, too. Last one was at the 8-yard line. Now, you could tell, I mean, the ball slipped out of his hand. What are you going to do? And people say, well, if you throw it that many times, bad stuff will happen. Well, it happens in the run game, too, like holding calls and fumbles. Tom in Franklin Park, what's up?
Hi, guys. Kind of related to what you're saying. I think the season has declined because they can't run the ball. And you have to run the ball at some point, unless, of course, you're the Patriots. But anyway.
Well, why shouldn't they be like the Patriots on offense, where on a given week, we just mentioned a week, a huge win in recent Steeler history, 39-38 over the Ravens last year, where they threw 66 times. They can win that way.
Okay, but I don't know. Ben was a year younger. Well, what my point is, there's a lot of teams who can't run the ball who won't make the playoffs possibly. The Falcons, the Packers, we know they won't make the playoffs. Philadelphia is in trouble. You have to be able to run the ball. And
Well, I do agree. You know what, Tom? I do agree that at some point you need to be able to do both. I thought Mike Tomlin said it well the
other day. Balance, balance, balance.
Not necessarily on a given day.
But you need
to
be, when you want to run the ball and you need to be able to, you have to be able to do it.
Yes, I agree with that.
But if there's other days where it takes throwing it 50 times, you have to be able to win that way too.
Yep. And at some point their defense has to create a turnover. I asked Terrell Edmonds this yesterday, Ron, in an interview that was tragically lost in my phone, but I asked him on his sack last week. I said, I have not seen closing speed from a defensive back around here since Troy. And he liked that.
Oh, it's absolutely. He went from point A to point B just like Troy.
You know what he said? He said, the only thing I didn't do on that play was strip
fumble.
The ball.
Yep.
I said, do they teach you that? He said, yeah, we're talking about it all
the
time.
And he had an opportunity to because he brought him down from behind.
Yeah.
Still was a big-time play, though, man. I loved that play.
It was beautiful to watch, and he had a big hit in the game, too. And the kid is so young. Now he's got his brother in the locker room, which is, like I told him, I said, millions of little kids right now dream of playing the NFL. You got three guys from the same house. That's ridiculous, Ron, isn't it?
Well, that's like Watt, too.
Yeah.
TJ, JJ, and Derek, right?
It's unreal. All right. Let's ask Chris Hoke about that, by the way, Ron. Top of the hour, about the art of forcing turnovers. Like, is it something that can actually be taught? And if it is, how do you teach it?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.